condition known as cervical insufficiency. Soon after, my membranes ruptured, and we were told by multiple doctors that the loss of our daughter was inevitable. I asked what could be done to ensure the respectful passing of our baby, and what could protect me from a deadly infection now that my body was unprotected and vulnerable. My healthcare team was anguished as they explained there was nothing they could do because of Texas's anti-abortion laws, the latest of which, by the way, had taken effect 2 days after my water broke. It meant that even though we would, with complete certainty, lose Willow, my doctor could not intervene as long as her heart was beating or until I was sick enough for the ethics board at the hospital to consider my life at risk and permit the standard health care I needed at that point, an abortion. So even though I had lost all of my amniotic fluid, something an unborn child simply cannot survive without, we had to wait. I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both. For days, I was locked in this bizarre and avoidable hell. Would Willow's heart stop, or would I deteriorate to the brink of death? The answer arrived 3 very long days later. In a matter of minutes, I went from being physically healthy to developing sepsis, a condition in which bacteria in the blood develops into infection with the ability to kill in under an hour. I spent the next 3 days in the intensive care unit, surrounded by my family who booked last-minute flights because they feared for my life. I spent another 3 days in a less critical unit of the hospital, all because I was denied access to reasonable health care due to Texas's new abortion bans. What I needed was an abortion, a standard medical procedure. An abortion would have prevented the unnecessary harm and suffering that I endured. Not only the psychological trauma that came with 3 days of waiting, but the physical harm my body suffered, the extent of which is still being determined. I needed an abortion to protect my life and to protect the lives of my future babies that I dream and hope I can still have someday. 2 things I know for sure. The preventable harm inflicted on me will medically make it harder than it already was for me to get pregnant again. The barbaric restrictions our lawmakers have passed are having real life implications on real people. I may have been one of the first who was affected by the overturning of Roe in Texas, but I'm certainly not the last. More people have been and will continue to be harmed until we do something about it. The people in the building behind me have the power to fix this, yet they've done nothing. In fact, they're currently trying to pass even more restrictive measures. So it's not just for me and for our Willow that I stand here before you today. It's for every pregnant person and for everyone who knows and loves a pregnant person. It is with and for all Texans who, like me, are scared and outraged at the thought of being pregnant in this state that I stand and fight. Thank you.
Amanda Zarofsky, one of 5 women suing Texas after they were denied abortions, even as their pregnancies posed serious risk to their health and were non-viable. 2 doctors are also suing. The case was brought by the Center for Reproductive Rights. They held the news conference in Austin, Texas. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Can you judge a man? Misty, you're a better man than I. Yeah, Misty, you're a better man than I.
Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if all wealth he doesn't strive.
Well then, Mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, Mister, you're a better man than I. Well, Mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, yeah, Mister, you're a better man.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. I will be with you for the next hour or so. And today we're going to be playing songs by or including musicians that were born in the month of March. The song you just heard was Mister, You're a Better Man Than I. That was off of their second U.S. album, Having a Rave Up, they being the Yardbirds, sorry about that. And the March baby in question is Keith Relf. Eric Clapton is also a March baby, but he had left the Yardbirds by the time that was recorded. So that we're playing that to honor Keith. Yeah, so March babies today. I think, I don't recall that I've ever done this, but I think next Friday is appropriate for playing Irish songs. And by that, that's a broad definition of Irish songs. We're not talking just about traditional Irish music, but music by people that were born and raised in Ireland and haven't lived in Ireland since then. But, you know, some connection with Ireland. That's what we're going to do next week. Yeah, next week. And what we're going to do right at this moment is tell you about one of WRCT's fine underwriters. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And as long as I'm reading things, I will also tell you that if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, and the next set of music for the March Baby songs, we're going to do a Velvet Underground-related set. We're going to play an early effort by Lou Reed, a more mature effort by Lou Reed, an Honest to God VU song, and a song by John Cale. Both Lou and John were born in the month of March. So here we go.
Walk down to your house last night, see if you were home. Found out that you'd gone out, and I was all alone. So blue, so blue, so blue, so blue. I'm always crying over you.
So blue, so blue, crying over you.
Went to the candy store, but you weren't there. Somehow I knew deep down that you weren't fair. So blue,
so blue,
so blue,
so blue.
Your love. Why hadn't I been true and more attentive to you? Sometime when days are gone and memories have passed, I will recall our love, one that didn't last. So blue,
so blue,
so blue,
so blue.
I'm always crying.
Choices of his fate set themselves out upon a platform to choose. What had he to lose? Not a ghost bloody country all covered with sleep, where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gone to choose. And Warren's brother walked on through the night with his hair and his face long and long splendid cut from the night. The rally man's patter ran on through the dawn until we said so long to his skull. Shrill yell. Shining brightly red-rimmed and red-lined with the time effused with the choice of the mine on ice skate scraping chunks from the bills. Mouth-bleeding razors forgetting the pain. Antiseptic remains cuckooed by. So you fly to the cozy brown snow of the east. Gone to choose, choose again. So Sacrificials remain, make it hard to forget where you come from. The stools of your eyes serve to realize fame. Choose again. And Robin is refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of a horse with the bows and the tail of a rat. Come again. Choose to go. And if Epiphany's terror reduced you to shame, have your head bobbed and weep. Choose a side to be on. And if the stone glances off, spit didactics into a the color of mouse trails on screen. Try between if you choose. If you choose, try to lose. For the loss of remain, come and start. Start the game. I cheat, cheat. Cheat, cheat, I. Chi-chi-chi, kata-ko, choose to choose, choose to choose, choose to go.
Never win and never lose. There's nothing much to choose between the right and wrong. Nothing lost and nothing gained. Still things aren't quite the same between you and me. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I still hear your voice at night when I turn out the light and try to settle down. But there's nothing I can do, 'cause I can't live without you anyway at all. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
No, man, when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so I'm playing right end. Won't play football for the coach. But you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight unless you're gonna fall. Then you're going to die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I wanted to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely in your midnight hour, and you find that your soul has been up for sale, and you begin to think about all the things that you've done, and you begin to hate just about everything. But remember the princess who lived on the hill. Who loved you even though she knew you was wrong. And right now she just might come shining through. And the glory of love, glory of love, glory of love just might come through. When all your two-bit friends and ripped you off, they're talking behind your back saying, man, you're never gonna be no human being. Then you start thinking again about all those things that you've done. Who it was and what it was and all the different things you made, every different scene. Oh, but remember that the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. Just remember different people have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see you through. Yeah, the now, glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see all through. Glory of love. The glory of love. see through, huh? On my Coney Island, baby, now. I'd like to send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids and ES-192. Man, I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.
Time to tell you what we were playing in that last set. We started it off with a song called So Blue by a group called The Jades. They were initially The Shades, which makes a little more sense given the personnel, but they found out that there was another group in the neighborhood called The Shades, so they became The Jades. That song was off a compilation called Jukebox Party Mania Volume 3, and we were playing that because Lou Reed played guitar on that cut. No, that was not Lou singing, but that was his first recording that was released to the public. After that, we had Black Angel's Death Song off of the first Velvet Underground LP. Wanted to get there. You know, there aren't that many songs on that record where you can hear John Cale's novel Viola. It's a lot better on Heroin, but I think I'm going to save that song for a time when I'm on the air at 3 in the morning, whenever that might be. After that, we had John Cale singing and on the keyboards doing Close Watch. That was off from Music for a New Society. I think that came out in the early 80s. And last but not least, Lou Reed doing Coney Island Baby off of the Very Best Of collection. Lou's song about love and tolerance. Okay, that's our first set of March Babies. We've got another one coming up as soon as I give you a couple of public service announcements. Practice fire safety. Know what you eat. According to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking is the second leading cause of residence hall fires. However, cooking is the leading cause of fire-related injuries. So, you know, pay attention. Never leave cooking unattended. Stay focused and alert while cooking. Never apply water on a grease fire. It could actually increase and spread the fire. Water is the worst choice of extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. However, flour or baking soda is an effective agent against grease fires. This message brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department of Carnegie Mellon University. You can visit their website at cmu.edu/EHS. Okay, that's about fires. Now we'll tell you about migraines. Does your child sometimes get headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick? Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to lights and sounds or nausea and vomiting. Migraine is more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and even mean missing school, but with the right accommodations, they can succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more, sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. Okay, those are our PSAs for the hour. You won't hear another PSA until Zombo takes over. Okay, next set of March Babies.
Mm-hmm. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio. And where he got the bread to go, oh, it ain't nobody knows. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Tell how Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
She's 22 and she's loving you, and you'll never know how it makes me blue. Does it make you happy? I'm holding on to a thing that's wrong, 'cause we don't belong, but you liked my song. Does she make you happy? You can throw away every word I say. Thank you. flowers grow in the frozen snow, and I'd like to know if it's all a show, 'cause you sure look happy. Are you really happy? You'll just throw to see you happy.
How's that for a hard stop? That was our instrumental interlude. Brubaker, the internet tells me it's pronounced Brubaker. I've not been pronouncing it that way. That was by Bill Frisell, one of our March Babies, off of his CD, The Intercontinentals. Before that, we had Rykooter doing Everybody Ought to Treat a Stranger Right. That was off of A Prodigal Son. And then we had Nora Jones, who normally sings the tender little ditty so popular on this show, she put out a breakup album, Little Broken Hearts, and She's 22 is probably the least tender song on the album, so we played that. And we started the set off with Townes Van Zandt doing Poncho and Lefty off of Rearview Mirror. Okay, now we owe you something here. Oh, we haven't told you about other shows here on WRCT. That's what we'll do right now. My social security number, Epic, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 on WRCT. And then we have Audible Sounds, ODDIBLE. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something challenging, obscure, weird? Tune in to Audible Sounds for all the latest experimental music from around the world and discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved. And, how about the echo chamber? Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the echo chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. Okay, that's our three shows that I commend to your attention. Right now, technically we're not on a random schedule, I don't think, but it is spring break here. At least I think it's spring break here. I don't have the academic schedule, but boy, the campus sure looks empty, so it's probably a spring break. Well, that's going to do it for our March Babies. The next 15 minutes, it might not. We'll see. We'll see how much time we have left. But I'm going to give you your Friday morning dose of new music here. We're going to start it off with a track from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Collective Collection 2023 edition, which I keep trying to add to the WRCT database. But, saying that I keep trying to do it, I guess, tells you what happens. So here we go.
When I think of you, wondering what might have been, lost again in ancient memories. When I think of you, we still are a pair. Where was that photograph taken? Sometimes we think that love is bound to last forever. Never will we be apart. We wrote in our letters. When I think of you, years gone by, how I let you go, we went our separate ways.
Remember when you wonder what was true? That your instinct for conflict got you looking like a fool.
Well, I gave you all I had, and all the good and bad, but you just couldn't see what a good man means.
I couldn't even love you better, 'cause what we had together in this forever. Listen, baby, how could anybody love you better? Better than me, that's just something I'll never see. No, no, no. Now here you come again.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with three tracks of new music here. The first one was by Bob Cook, When I Think of You. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2023 collection. After that, we had another instrumental interlude. And this is what we would call new old music. Anyhow, it was Jamie Penner's instrumental version of Bobby Hebb's hit Sunny. That was off of Jamie's new CD, Odyssey. And then the last new music track was Love You Better by the Monophonics off of their latest CD, Sage Motel. And then, having had a few minutes left and having had the Velvet Underground CD sitting out here, we had to give you a little bit of Nico, who, I think most people think she was given a bad deal back then, but that track was I'll Be Your Mirror, one of the two tracks she had on that CD. I don't know, Zombo, are you ready to do it early?
I don't
have any records queued up that only last for a minute.
Can't help you, buddy.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back next Friday, 9 in the morning, and we'll play songs that, in one way or another, are related to Ireland. You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why, for me, we're all gonna die. Come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this war a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made by supplying the army with the tools of his trade. But just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Hey, we're all gonna die. Well, come on, generals, and let's move fast. Your big chances come at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when we're blowing them all to kingdom come. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why, we're all gonna die. Come on, mothers, throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, and don't hesitate, send your sons off before it's too late. And you can be the first ones in your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why, we're all gonna die.
left all night. Like two flamingos in a fruit fight. Every color of day, twirling around at night. I'm playing this music so the young girls will come out to meet the monster tonight. Tropical hot dog night. Like two flamingos in a fruit fight. I don't want to know about wrong or right. I don't want to know.